This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Every day at this time, we like to do a thing we call a rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies back in action tonight. It's a good thing, too. They're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, a Timberwolves team that we mentioned we'll be without Karl Anthony Towns. We are in Minnesota now. It will be without Karl Anthony Towns, for at least for the next few weeks for Minnesota. He's suffering from a right calf strain, so he won't be there tonight. It's one of the reasons we thought Jaren Jackson may be a good bet to go over that 19.5 points tonight with Karl Anthony Towns out. Should be a little bit easier for him on that front line, you would think. Grizz a 2.5-point favorite last we looked. Timberwolves have lost three straight. 10-11, one of those three straight, I told you, was a loss to a Charlotte team they had no business losing to. But that's Minnesota. They go, one 5 straight, I think, before this last little tizzy. And now they're back into a nice little spiral here. So you're catching them at the right time. Desmond Bane still out with that big toe sprain. Obviously, we're keeping an eye on him because that's the story about the Grizzlies now is how soon can they get the core back, the whole four, the four that we only got to see for 11 of 82 games last year. Hopefully it's very soon. Again, questionable tonight's Dylan Brooks, but questionable for the Grizzlies usually means you're going to go. He's got some thigh soreness as well. But, yes, back in Minnesota tonight, remember Memphis won the first meeting. As a matter of fact, that was the last time Desmond Bane played. The Grizzlies have won their last two without Desmond Bane. That puts them at 3-5 now. So a lot better look here at these last two wins. You feel a lot better about what they've done. A lot of that has been Jaren Jackson stepping up. We mentioned it. 20 or more points in four straight, and obviously Dylan Brooks offensively, while maybe not as efficient as some of you would like, he's been there for you as well, stepped it up, and then Ja Morant coming off, obviously, the triple-double in New York. So Grizz at Minnesota tonight. Pre-game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN begins at 6:30. Tip-off at 7 o'clock with the great Eric Hasseltine.
Next story.
Coaching news in college football. You thought we were done with Hugh Freeze? Not at all. Deion Sanders has been telling recruits he will be at a school on Sunday. Yeah, that's what according to Kevin O'Donnell. He will be at a school on Sunday. The decision appears to be down to RADO. That's short for Colorado. Cincinnati and South Florida.
Cincinnati
yeah.
and South Florida.
Now, only one of those makes sense. Let's be honest.
I see what sense he's doing. Yeah, I mean, that's the big splash mark just talking about.
Yeah, Jackson State 11-0. He's 26-5 at Jackson State.
Now, when he says he'll be at a school, is he including Jackson State?
Does not appear that he is. As Kevin O'Donnell says, the decision appears to be down. That man ain't standing no Jackson State, bro. I mean, come on.
Well, you're not because you have South Florida. If it
right.
was the other two schools only, you would stay at Jackson State. I would.
Would you?
You can go to Cincinnati Big 12. You ready for that?
Bro, you so loyal.
I think he can own.
You a loyal dude, bro.
If we think Trent Dilfer can be a hit at UAB, what's Deion going to be at South Florida in the AAC?
You the most loyal dude I know.
Big time hit. So I don't know what you're talking about.
My man said he'll stay out.
The only reason it makes sense to leave Jackson State is because of South Florida, not those other two.
You can stay at White Station High School.
Since he's a better program at this point than Colorado, less work, less of a rebuild. But, come on, you going into a Big 12, man. Get knocked around a little bit.
The OC at Arlington High School, you'd stay there over Cincinnati.
No.
Yeah. You can't leave Arlington, bro. You can't turn your back. You know? You can't turn your back on them.
What are you talking about? We said he would be a fool to leave for Colorado. I mean, I'm with there for Cincinnati.
Well, a Cincinnati job.
We both agreed South Florida made a lot of sense.
South Florida, by far.
And if it wasn't South Florida, I would say stay in Pat. Because you can keep doing what you're doing at Jackson State like we agreed and be picky about this.
That's true.
Don't set yourself up for possible failure.
Now, maybe,
stack the deck as much as you can.
Maybe you could talk yourself into Big 12. You know, it's not a great league. You know, the big teams are changing.
You want to sell Cincinnati, you want to sell Florida.
Oh, it's not even close.
That's what I'm talking about.
Not even close.
He's going to kill, and he'll kill the AAC.
Yeah. Well, that's
I'm saying from his perspective.
Oh,
the way you're looking at
it. And from an objective perspective, I think.
So the only thing we're disagreeing on is whether you should leave for Cincinnati. Yeah. That's the only thing we've disagreed.
Which I can at least make both cases there. I cannot do that with Colorado.
Heck no.
Colorado's awful, and that's just you're doomed to fail there. I don't know why this hasn't gotten done yet. I don't know why he...
I know South Florida folks were like tweeting, bet y'all can't wait to, you know, or are excited about us naming our new head coach. Like, you don't mess around with that unless
Agreed.
You're doing something big.
I totally agree.
It makes too much sense.
So Memphis is going to be, in all likelihood...
Here we go.
...a conference with Deion Sanders and new UAB coach, Trent Dilfer. Who's been coaching in high school in Nashville for the last several years.
Guess who we got?
Who?
Ryan Silverfield.
All of a sudden, there are some splashy hires in the AAC, aren't there?
I mean, yes.
Deion's not done yet, but we assume it will be done.
I would pick South Florida if I were him.
I mean, that's actually...
You make a decent case on Cincy, but I think it's no-brainer to stay in Florida.
For him, he'll kill that. He'll get all the talent. A lot of it in the state of Florida.
Gosh.
The
folks will be the NIL money's going to go up.
Tampa has a lot of money.
Shadur's going to transfer.
Oh, for sure.
He just got his own jersey, I think, officially licensed.
Yeah, it's
like the money's going to be flowing.
It is. I mean, and again, it's in Tampa, so it's like it's not like a podunk town that's joining.
Hell, he might keep beating Mike Norvell for a couple, and that'll always be a thing on Mike. Say, hey,
I think it's very possible
when y'all are done with Norvell. I'll be ready for you.
Yeah,
been getting guys away from him for a while now. Just makes too much sense.
So now UAB is entering the fray with Trent Dilfer, who of course won a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens. He has been at Lipscomb there in Nashville for the last several years.
You didn't see when he put his hands on that player?
I don't remember.
Created a little bit of an uproar there back in the day.
Yeah. What do you think about that hire?
Who knows if it'll work, but I'm with Mark that why not if you're UAB?
Mm-hmm.
You got to create some excitement. This will do that. Yes, 2021, a video surfaced of Dilfer putting hands on a player, physically moving him backward, sparked a little bit of a controversy. But the fact is, he's winning at Lipscomb. And so ultimately, they were fine with it. That dad and mom that I'm sure, had quite a few things to say about him putting his hands on him. They backed them down eventually. It's a different world. He can have whatever he wants at Lipscomb. Private school, they're going to bring it in there. He's got a ton of assistant coaches. You will be limited in some ways at UAB in terms of what you got NIL and everything else. Now, mm-hmm. You got Trent Dilfer, Super Bowl winning quarterback. People are going to get excited about that and probably be willing to contribute, but he'll be limited in a way that he was not at David Lipscomb.
Mm-hmm.
That said, you're at UAB in an AAC that's watered down. Why can't he win?
Yeah.
I think it's smart on their part.
I totally agree.
I think it's smart on USF parts going after Deion.
And it just kind of reinforces just sort of how blah it is in Memphis.
Because what I've been saying, and this is why Memphis, another reason why they should make a change, is because the same thing, Mark, that I've been saying. The new life is the expanded college football playoff. That's what you can sell. That's what you can actually get excited about. People in Memphis, if you tell them you got a seat at the table every year, right, you can do that 10-2 or 11-1, be up there at the top and maybe have a chance. You know, that's sellable. And that's even more reason to stay excited. Forget this. He's right. Forget this conference realignment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The mission should be put yourself in position, take this thing over, and be that team year after year after year that has a shot there in expanded college football. That's something to get excited about around here. And frankly, it's what they should be framing their whole pitch around now.
Right.
UAB, South Florida, looking at it that way with some – you know, exciting hires.
Well, I think it proves.
And to your point about, yeah, you're looking at this one, yeah, it's a little bit depressing.
I think it. I think it proves that you can still hire great coaches, or at least not on paper, right? On paper, exciting coaches in the AAC.
Outside the box.
You know, it's a place where it can still happen. And I think that's probably why people are frustrated right now, is that they don't feel like Memphis is matching. They don't feel like Memphis is matching this right now, because they're not. I mean, they're just not. And you know, that is, I get it. I understand it. But the situation is what it is right now. It doesn't seem like it's going to change.
And we're keeping Willie Fritz. To your other coaching news, because at one point it looked like he was heading to Georgia Tech.
This league just got a lot tougher. On paper.
Like, real talk, no sarcasm.
On paper. Willie Fritz is awesome.
Willie Fritz just staying, keeps it tough. Keeps it tougher with him.
You know, Deion's going to get players. Like, we know that. So that's going to be more challenging than, you know, years past. And then, you know, we'll see on Trent Dilfer, but he's a former NFL, you know, Super Bowl winning quarterback. So seems like he could be able to get some players too, you know. It's not setting up for Memphis to just run this thing is the problem. That's what we hope.
That's what this year was supposed to be about.
Yeah.
Putting yourself in position to do that.
And, I mean, basketball should, right?
Yeah.
But football is going to have a hard time. Football is going to have a hard time because there's a lot of programs in this league that still do have aspirations that, like, they want to get out of the power. They want to get to the Power Five too.
So for us in basketball, just real quick aside, it'd be us, Andy, UAB.
Yep. Who has the leading score in the who won't be there next year?
And Wichita State.
North Texas.
What's the next best thing? North Texas.
Yeah, I mean they're solid.
In terms of what's coming in, Rice, the garbage.
Yeah, North Texas, I believe, is what's their record? They are 5-2. So, I mean, it gets pretty thin after, you know, Memphis, you know, and yes, UAB if Andy Kennedy is there. So
it will be a better football league than basketball.
I mean, you want
almost certainly,
like, Temple is better this year.
They are better. Beat Nova, but also lost to Vandy, right?
Yes.
I haven't checked on them.
Temple's 3-4.
This might be it for McKee if he doesn't.
They beat Rutgers.
They beat Villanova. But they got disappointing losses, too.
Yeah,
I think that Vandy one was at home.
Yeah. Basketball is a bad, bad deal in this league.
But, you got to run it.
But
Penny's in position to do that.
Oh, yeah. I think they will, especially with the class you got coming in, for sure. But, yeah, football making some moves. No official word on Deion, but all signs indeed do point to him getting the job at South Florida.
Next story.
College football playoff. We're going to talk about it a little bit more with Paul Feinbaum, certainly when he comes on with us at 1:25. But Georgia, Michigan, TCU, USC. And if they win their championship games, and I suppose that starts Friday, right, with USC in that PAC championship game, this should be it. Mm-hmm. I guess the question at this point, considering that if things stay status quo, you'll have these four in, is – who has the biggest chance of losing and messing this up? Is it USC losing for a second time to a Utah team, or TCU going down to what's now a top 10 Kansas State team?
Yep.
I guess it's TCU, huh?
I would say TCU.
Not losing to Utah.
I don't see it. Not twice. I don't see it. I mean, they were killing Utah in the first half of that game.
But so keep me there. TCU does lose this game. Are they not still in?
I think they are.
With one loss?
I think they are. Yeah. Yeah, in the championship game.
Right.
And they probably should be.
Because they will have split then with Kansas State.
Especially if it's close. You know, I mean, if it's...
Whereas USC, you would have lost the same team twice.
Yes.
You're done.
Exactly.
You're out.
Well, and
TCU is the point. That's the foundation I'm trying to establish here. TCU can lose this champ, still get in.
Well, and I think again, these championship games, right, these are not part of the regular season. These are additional games. So I feel like if you lose these, you should be penalized less.
Oh, I'm with you.
For losing them.
So Ohio State.
Ohio State would take the place of USC.
Is rooting for Utah all day long. That's
Absolutely.
Their chance.
It
TCU
is.
Lose.
Yes.
No good for you.
I think TCU will be fourth. TCU
Correct.
Will be fourth. And then, you know, I guess if USC wins, then they would be third. Or I guess if TCU wins, but TCU.
Well, they got the best screen. If they win, They're staying three.
USC wins, TCU loses. Would they flip? Would they go 3-4? Would TCU be third, and then TCU be fourth, and then USC third?
I suppose. TCU has the best strength of schedule.
Right.
That's the one thing I would say about flipping them behind them.
But conference champ.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm with you. I think that you probably would flip it 3-4.
Yeah.
USC go 3.
But again, it's just like the right to get killed by Georgia probably.
So only Ohio State can move in. That would happen with a USC loss.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Georgia's win the whole thing. That's your breakdown. That's your breakdown.
You don't give Michigan any chance?
You tell me. They banged up. Are they healthy enough?
I mean, if Corum can play, like, and actually play, I give him a chance.
I tip the cap to Jim this year. You know, what he's done last couple of years against Ohio State. I'm not looking at them as some sexy underdog. I'm going to pick and go put some money on
But
them.
I think if you can go into the Kirby. Shoe and win that way, you got to give them a chance. You got to give them a shot. Has Georgia been that dominant this year? This is not last season. They have not looked. I mean, they're great. They're great. They're deserving, but I just don't look at them as the Death Star that they were a year ago.
They're not, but they got a guy with some swagger in Stetson Bennett. I know he gives you some moments where you're sitting, what are you doing? But he's been through it. In the end, I think they will absolutely roll and show that, yes, SEC is still king. And that, frankly, the stranglehold that Nick once had on college football, Kirby's going to have it now. Georgia will have that stranglehold. That's what it will do, winning back-to-backs and in the fashion I think they will, is that all of a sudden, it's his. They're the new king, Georgia will be. But, no, I'm not buying what you're selling about, Michigan can make it close.
Well, the question I have is –
Georgia will roll.
The question I have is how much more interesting would a 12-team playoff be?
What are we talking about? Well, how much more interesting?
Do you think
there'd be a lot of whooping, a lot of getting crushed?
Yeah.
We discussed it. Like, there's going to be some blowouts, but again, having more involved only leads to more excitement, John.
Yeah, did you more see this this guy on Twitter got a Josh Heupel tattoo?
No. Does that have a double chin?
It does.
That's pretty funny.
It does. It's him. It's him smoking the cigar after the Alabama win.
Yeah,
and he's got his signature. It's on his leg. The guy put it on his thigh, and he's got the signature there. Now, what do you think of getting a tattoo of a coach who doesn't even make the playoff?
Oh, it's not very smart.
I mean, it feels like a little.
I get the high they were on though when they beat Bama, but what have we seen this year?
Yeah,
Bama not the team that it was.
I'm not sure I don't know. I don't think he got that like that night. I think he got that. You got to get on waiting lists for tattoos, man. It takes time.
Well, I'm not getting any tattoo after I got rolled by South Carolina the way I did. So if you're saying that didn't happen right there the night of it shouldn't have happened.
He just Luke Jackson just posted this yesterday.
Yeah.
He just posted the picture yesterday, bro.
I'd have held up. Again, I can understand it doing it in the high of beating out right then in the immediacy of that.
Now,
not now.
I got to ask you a question. A grown man having a tattoo of another grown man, a football coach, no less.
I have a hard time.
On his leg.
I have a time with jerseys, right?
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Is there a coach you would get a tattoo of?
No. Closest thing might be
Pastner.
Hell no. Might be Ditka, maybe.
But he was a player.
He lost his mind, though.
He was a player.
But he's not a guy. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
I came up on eight on Bears, 80s yeah. Bears. So, Dicka. I might put Phil on that thing. Put Phil on my butt.
Phil Jackson?
Yeah, where nobody saw it.
You would get a tattoo of Phil Jackson on your ass.
I'm saying, if I was considering anything.
Okay.
I think, actually, I'd take Phil over Dicka.
Why there?
Well, just nobody'd ever see it.
But why get it, then?
Well, that would be, you're saying... If I was to get one.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to get a tattoo on your ass.
I would never do it. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But if I had to, I would do it in a place where no one could see. Can you understand that?
Not
and
really.
No one would ever see it there. Phil holding, how many has he won? Like 11? 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably holding up a 12 or something.
Yeah.
Whatever, however many titles it is for him.
I'd probably go Bill Callahan.
At least I'd have more respect.
Bill Callahan was good, man.
Man, please.
He was good.
That's the best coach you can get a tattoo of in your life?
Who would you think I would get a tattoo of? Don't say Gruden. He got canceled.
Well, don't act like you and Josh wasn't tight.
Yeah, we were, but the end of it was just, it was rough. It always does. It always gets rough at the end.
We know who you'd put on there.
Who, man?
And you'd put him on your chest. You'd put him on your arm so everybody could see.
Who's that?
Fuente. He was going to win a national championship at Virginia Tech, remember?
I did tweet that.
Man, you would wear that. You put that on the guns and have guns out. Fuente on that thing. Coach, look what I got.
Yeah, that's a good. That's actually a good. That's a
you
decent
dang
submission.
Right. You love you some Fuente.
That is a very good submission. I think I might do that. Yeah, they beat Ole Miss. Go get the go watch the highlights. Hey, with them beating Ole Miss, Paxton throwing four touchdowns.
Just get a tattoo of the bowl all filled up for Ole Miss.
That was a great picture.
It was.
It'll never be like that again.
For the Southern Heritage.
Yeah, for the Southern Heritage, man. Days gone by. But, yeah, there you have it. The top four is set. Alabama officially out. That is the other piece.
Correct.
Right? It's weird. It's
no two-loss team will get in.
But
not this year, my friend.
Yeah, not this year. All right, we'll come back. Paul Feinbaum is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about this very subject, get his thoughts on Hugh Freeze, on Deion Sanders, all that and more with Paul at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? Do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that mall. Figure it out, just it's simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes.
McCauley Roofing and Renovations. We did get a little bit of weather last night. Jason, very disappointed that it was not an F5 tornado. You can see it on his face. However, there was some hail, and that can be enough to do a number on your roof. So, a lot of times you can't always see storm damage. If you know you've got an aging roof, and it's been probably close to that time to replace it for a while, call our man Chris McCauley of McCauley Roofing and Renovations. Let him come out. Let him assess what's going on. very possibly get your roof covered at no out-of-pocket cost to you. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. You're going to get a free roofing upgrade.
901-487-7096. I'll say it again because it's a very important number. You should lock it into your phone. Make it a favorite. 487-7096. That's Chris McCulley. You got a roofing issue because not just hail, the wind might have done some damage to that roof. It can be as small as some missing shingles. They'll handle those issues as well. And then renovation ideas, questions, goals you've got. You want to build that entertainment center you've always dreamed of. Chris McCullough and his team, the team to call. So again, 901-487-7096. We recommend you lock it in. You're a homeowner. You're going to need them sooner than later. You're going to be happy when he gets out there. Voted most popular roofing company. Got a bunch of five-star reviews on Facebook over McCullough Roofing and Renovations. You can check out for yourself. Check out the website, McCulleyRoofingLLC.com. As said, it's McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
We have a pretty juicy NFL slate this weekend.
Agreed.
We have the reunion of A.J. Brown and the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh.
Got that in Philly, so it won't be in Nashville, but it'll be in Philly.
I saw Vrabel said he wishes him the best.
You know, really quickly, I saw Joe Rexrode write for The Athletic that Ohio State should throw everything at Mike Vrabel. Because they're going to need a coach in a year. And he says when they do.
Holy cow. Again, another reason why leave Cincinnati if you're Luke Fickell. If it was going to open in another year.
Right. Because, first of all, there's no way Mike Vrabel would do that, right?
No.
I mean, NFL coaches do not leave their NFL jobs for college.
I would think, maybe I'm wrong, but it would be sort of like a Mike Tomlin reaction if you asked Vrabel to go back to college.
I agree. I
mean, he's a coach of men. I'm just going to put it that way.
Well, yeah. Too.
And he's solidified.
That's exactly right. That's the biggest part.
He's got the security that other NFL coaches don't have.
Where is Mike Vrabel going anytime soon? He's a great coach.
He wins with less.
He always does.
Hell, they took A.J. Brown away from him.
Why would you want to leave that job and the stability of that job in Nashville, by the way, which there is like – It is low pressure in Nashville. It's not like, you know, you're in Philly or you're in New England or anything like that.
I'm going to tell you what Vrabel's going to do. Go ahead. No, you're right, 100%.
Like, why would you leave that to go coach and recruit kids and step into the pressure cooker of that job?
Here you go. He will be the best replacement for Bill Belichick with the Pats.
Wow.
Where he won Super Bowls.
Well, that's I would say that is far likelier than him going to Ohio State.
Correct.
I mean, that would make no sense to me. It just wouldn't. It'd be like, yo, dude, what are you doing? Like, why are you making your life hard?
I don't see Henry leave Tennessee unless that job gets open. Yeah, he's not leaving NFL for college.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
So you do have that game. I believe the Titans are getting 5.5.
That's what I got. 5.5.
That's pretty sharp, man. Pretty sharp. They're starting to get a little bit more respect now, the Titans are. They were 12.5-point dogs against the Chiefs, you know. Couple weeks ago, I guess last month, that was way too many.
I thought anytime we can get Titans as a dog, we love it. I thought.
Well, this is a very short dog here. This ain't a lot. We don't have a lot of points to work with here.
That's true.
I mean, it's a touchdown. You like the Titans under a touchdown against the Eagles?
Man, they may mess around and beat the Eagles. Come on, this is what they do.
It is what they do. Is it on the road though?
Sit up there, can't beat a Cincinnati team that they owe. Yeah, it's on the road. It's up in Philly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you really believe that?
I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me. This is what they do.
Yeah. I haven't made a decision on it, Jason.
It's just one of many a good ones.
Yeah.
Many a good one this week.
You have Deshaun Watson making his debut in Houston.
Yeah.
Interesting
to see how thick the layer of rust is and how quickly.
His accusers are going to be there.
Wow.
Like a lot of them.
Accusers that settled with him?
Yes. Yes. Tony Busby, the attorney, said they're gonna get a box.
What?
I read that. I'm not making that up.
Well, no. I don't understand. They're getting a box, like a suite.
Yeah.
Why?
I can't.
Why
answer.
Would they want to have anything to do with watching Deshaun?
I'd have no idea. That is maybe
the weirdest thing you've ever brought to this. The weirdest bit of news you've ever brought to this show.
Yeah, several of his accusers are going to be in attendance for his first game back, according to the attorney. 10 of his clients are going to be in a suite when they play.
Clients who, I'm assuming, again, got settlements and finalized that.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. Very strange.
Well, that, like,
what's the point?
Well, because you're just trying to like remind people that this is not like this is not over, I guess. Even though it's technically legally it's over, but psychologically maybe it's not over. I don't know. Well, I can't.
Wasn't it? It was over when you settled.
Well, legally it was over. I don't know, Jason. I'm just passing along the news, man. All right?
Dude, I got Dolphins Niners in here, and you are dropping bombshells about the accusers going to have a suite at the Houston-Cleveland game.
They're going to be honored at the at midfield.
Okay, moving on. Now you're going down.
That's what Tony Busby said.
They're not going to be honored in midfield. You're going too far.
Okay, but you don't put it past them, man.
I can't believe that part's real news, that they're going to have a suite. You're telling us for real that's real?
That's real.
Okay.
Yes, that is
they,
that.
They will not be honored at halftime.
Yeah, that's that part I've made up. But the other stuff is definitely true. Like, he's going to have 10 clients, he says, with him there. So you've got that. You've got Jets-Vikings.
Jets-Vikings, slick good one.
It is. You have Mike White and the Jets taking on Kirk Cousins and the 9-2 Vikings. How about that?
Yeah, Jets are just a surprise. Thought it was going to come unraveled. They might have found their answer at quarterback in Mike White.
Zonovan, not to be confused with Donovan Knight.
Yeah, man, named Zonovan. It's original.
It is. It is that.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Zorro?
Mm-hmm. Z, with the Z, yeah.
Who's that? Was that Antonio Banderas? Was he Zorro?
He might have played Zorro one time.
He's a pretty good fit for Zorro,
mm-hmm.
You know, so we're going to call him Zorro. We have Dolphins 49ers. Dolphins are 4-point underdogs on the road at San Francisco.
A lot of people doubting the Dolphins because, as they've pointed out, they haven't beaten anybody mm-hmm. on this current 5-game winning streak. And
But they handle them, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, you can only handle what's in front of you. Steelers, Lions, Bears, Browns, Texans. We find out for real this weekend what it looks like against a real team on the road. Maybe a team that's going to be the NFC champion.
I think the number is telling you a lot there.
What's the number telling us?
Well, the number's telling you that San Francisco is gonna get this win, that they're going to comfortably, a touchdown, right? That they're a touchdown better than Miami at home. That they don't necessarily believe in the run that the Dolphins are on.
Okay.
I did see, like, one of the things that I'll check in on occasionally is, like, look-aheads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, playoff look-aheads. And I saw some book had Dolphins-Bengals. Like, if they matched up, like, Dolphins -1 against the Bengals, like, on a neutral site, whatever, in which case I would absolutely hammer Miami. I would hammer them. I know Cincinnati beat them early in the season. I get that. But Tua left the game, and who knows how that would have looked had he not. I believe in Miami. I don't know if I think I say this a lot, but like, is the coach a genius or is he just like a strange bird? I don't know. You know, I can't figure that out. But their personnel is really, really special. Bengals-Chiefs this weekend.
And, yeah, if the Chiefs going to be the number one seed. You got to take care of business.
And the Bengals, of course, they're trying to win their division. You know, they're trying to stack up some wins as well.
Tied with Baltimore right now.
So,
that's a great game.
Yeah, that's pretty much the slate that you would care about of relevant playoff implications, right?
I mean Commanders-Giants is a slick, decent one just because Commanders seem to have found something.
Well, it's a divisional race.
Yeah. 7-5, 7-4. So pretty good compared to other weeks we've had.
I mean, it's amazing the turnaround the Commanders have had. They look like one of the worst teams in the league. First month of the season.
Got to give Rivera a lot of credit.
Yeah, well, he made the quarterback change. I think that's it for Carson Wentz. That's going to be grand opening, grand closing for his career.
Well, might be the same for Zach Wilson with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Keep acting the way he's acting.
Yes.
You know, you got guy Mike White's already fifth rounder that seems to have won over the locker room. He keeps throwing for 300. Zach Wilson be done, too.
Battle of the upstarts. Jags-Lions.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a fun one.
It's two teams heading in the right direction.
I like it.
I didn't think that about the Lions earlier this season, but I do again now. They're going to get, at some point, Williams is going to be available.
Yes, we know. Some people are looking forward to that. Are they not?
Give them a little edge.
Give them a little edge. Maybe take a little bit
to
of the
put you,
with
your man,
target
Saint,
share.
Saint Amon-Ra,
God of the sun. Yes. St. Brown.
Lions, man. Lions and Jags both got decent futures, especially if you look around the rest of the NFC North. There's nothing to be super scared of if you're the Lions.
Yeah. We're both in the toilet bowl this weekend. You have the Green Bay Packers.
Usually that'd be a very historic matchup.
It would be.
I don't know why Aaron is insisting on play. Yes, I do. Because he's Aaron Rodgers.
It's the Bears, man.
Because he doesn't give a hot damn about the organization or, you know, Jordan Love finding out what they've got with him. The fact that he spent a first rounder on him, still don't know if he's any good or not. He doesn't care. He's going to play because what? Best remedy for a bad Aaron Rodgers is the Bears.
Mm-hmm. And then the Raiders are taking on the Chargers in a rematch from week one of the season. Raiders, do they have something going here? Do they have something going?
A couple of walk-off wins. That's what you got going.
Raiders are plus 1.5. I mean, I think if you're going to bet that one, you got to just go Raiders money line, right?
I think Josh Jacobs is going to look good in a Bears uniform next year.
Well,
got a lot of money to throw at him.
Well, I don't think
we don't need to pay David Montgomery. Well, we can go get Josh Jacobs.
Well, this is what every NFL
leading rusher.
Well, the Raiders are going to say the same thing. We're not going to pay Josh.
Well,
Jacobs.
You're cash poor, so you can't pay for anything.
Well, especially a running back.
We have $100 million under the cap. You know, you've paid Devontae.
Well, we're going to make sure we run him into the ground before you get him. I mean, that's just the truth. He's already got 216 carries this year.
Slow down there, Josh. You got the money coming.
Yeah.
Don't let him break you. They didn't pick up the option on you. Definitely don't re-sign with them.
I wonder where he stacks up in terms of, like, attempts.
He's averaging over 5 a carry, John, leading the league. He's been a monster.
He's number 3 in the league in attempts. Any clue who number 1 is?
Yeah, D. Henry.
You right!
And 2's Chubb, right?
2 is Saquon Barkley.
Oh, wow. Chubb got to be up there.
Chubb is 4th. Number 5, Damian Pierce, Houston Texans. Number 6, Dalvin. This is shocking. I don't think I ever would have guessed this. Jamal Williams is number 7.
Wow.
He's number 7.
The folks that watch Detroit know.
Yeah.
He gets it's weird how they use him and Swift.
Miles Sanders.
Swift's more just a pass catcher.
Tied for 7th. Jonathan Taylor is 9th, but he's missed, you know, 3 games.
Right.
So he would probably be number 1 right now. And then tied for 10th, Joe Mixon and Najee Harris are rounding it out. Let's see. Any other? Tony Pollard is 16th in the NFL in carries. That's kind of surprising.
I think we told you when he got the respect bird a couple weeks ago, he's like 11th in rushing, 8th in, 9th, 10th in rushing.
Yeah. So it is a fascinating week as we're sort of rounding out here towards the end of the NFL season. What, we got like a month left? December's the last month in his playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. There's a football season.
Six games left. I mean, there's still a little bit.
Does it not just fly by, though?
It does.
Football.
You wait on it forever and it flies.
Man. You know, it really does.
Look up, you're in week 13.
I think it's because there's only one game a week. Is that why? Each team only has one game a week. You know, basketball, you might have 3 games a week. So it's like boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. You know, so it doesn't fly by nearly as fast. Anyway, should be a great week in the NFL in week 13. Hey, basketball season's going on too. And if you have a young one in the household that loves that game and loves that sport, obviously they want to get better at it. They're playing school basketball, whatever. You know, 7-year-old, 8-year-old. I get videos all the time of these young kids who are on these little tight goals. You know, parents so proud. Hey, put them over at Shoot 360. Let them get that the taste of what that is, the technology there. It's the same technology that Steph and Clay and others use professionally. It's going to measure everything they do from the jump shot to the passing, to the dribbling. It's all interactive. It's all fun. They're going to love it. You're going to love that they love it. It's right here in Memphis. It's called Shoot 360.
And you're going to love that you can get a great deal on it, too. You got a bunch of different packages out there in terms of memberships that you can sign up for. But a one-year commitment, probably the best deal, 12 months at $130 a month. I'm telling you right now, with the unlimited access you get out there, you're not going to find a better deal in town, especially as John said. Kids going to be having fun and getting better at the same time. So you'll love it on all accounts. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. Go check it out. It's at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. You'll be blown away like we were by
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, The bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shoot 360.
Tosh Barbecue is where you need to go for lunch today. Go for breakfast, too. They nail it all. And now, at Tops Barbecue, you can get the brand new Fire Braised Chicken Sandwich that is just delicious. You gotta try it for yourself. It is among the best things I have ever had from Tops Barbecue or anywhere else in Memphis. They do it big. Breakfast, lunch, dinner at Tops Barbecue.
Yep. Fire Braised Chicken Sandwich. It's got a creamy Memphis unique white sauce on it with pickle. I know, Alabama folks. Yeah, y'all do white sauce. We've taken it. We've made it better over at Tops. That chicken seared over an open flame. Delicious. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't go and try it. You can get it at three locations. The South Haven location, Poplar as well. That's 5144 Poplar. And the Fraser Tops as well. Go get that fire braised chicken sandwich. You can thank us later. Remember at Tops, though. The bologna sandwich is fantastic. The fireman burger is fantastic. The ribs, the brisket, it's all good at Tops. 70 years and still smoking.
So you texted me first thing this morning with this song.
Yep.
It's got a chokehold on you.
This was very... Brad, I didn't know you were going to go here.
It's the clean version. Now, there's no expletives in it. Now, she's on top of a horse, so she's on top of it, as it were. But this is
so
her claim to be clean.
This is Beyonce's new one. I know a lot of y'all are on the new Taylor Swift and all that, but much of this nation is on the new Beyonce song, Cuff It.
Cuff
okay,
It.
Cuff It.
That's the name of this one. And I told my wife this morning, John, before I texted you, that something's wrong with me. Because this song makes me very uncomfortable. I can't stop listening to it. Unfortunately, when you read the lyrics, though.
Whew, yeah, it's
very graphic.
I would agree with that.
You couldn't play the real version car with your kids.
No.
But there's this disco-y feel, this grown woman feel to this thing that, man, it's hard to put down, John.
Wow. So Beyonce really does that to you, huh?
She talking about backing it up.
This clean version.
It,
this
fool.
Clean version works okay. I mean, it's okay, but she's on top of it, you know.
She doesn't mind.
Did you send it to Faith? Did you send this song to Faith?
I told her. I said, something's wrong with me. I can't stop listening to this song. I said, forgive me. She laughed. So, again,
okay.
As long as I don't keep bringing it in the house or anything like that, I think I'll be fine. But
yeah.
It does bring up a little bit of a dilemma for a guy like me likes good music.
Yes.
And this is music.
No, this is music, bro.
That's
this is
good.
Like this is like when I tune into Halsey. It's like I get exactly where you're coming from with that one. See, that's real.
No, I know you want to get into your rave dance that you love to do and bring out all the time. I know that's involuntary for you.
That's
you
the,
can't
no,
help
that's,
it.
It's the, I like to get sturdy.
Back to the point about the dilemma for me is because of the language. My gosh,
yeah.
It takes it to another level.
So you don't think you could listen to this with CJ in the car, bro?
You have to be very careful.
But
like I think
you know,
they're playing
it,
on the radio. So as
it,
Brad
it,
said, I think you can get away with.
Is it Beyonce's responsibility to raise your child?
No,
though,
it's
man?
Not. And she's a grown woman. She's a grown woman,
that's
and
right.
The music is good.
Now, do you think it's Jay-Z that brings this out of her, man? Do you think that's who this is about?
That is her husband, right?
Yes. You think this is about, this is what Jay-Z's doing to her, or do you think there's something going on, like with, you know, is there an entanglement?
No. Remember that, what they fought in the elevator. That's
okay.
Jay-Z had to
well,
get
Jay-Z
right.
Was having the entanglement in that
the sister,
situation.
Or Beyonce's sister fought with Jay-Z in the elevator.
Maybe,
over
maybe
that,
Beyonce's
allegedly
having the
over a relationship outside of the, I think, what Beyonce is telling Jay-Z is, I'm a grown woman, and you don't need to step out because I got it all right here is what it sounds like she's saying to me.
I mean, isn't that
she'll
quite
do
something?
Everything you might be looking for outside of here.
Amen.
She's got so
no.
So don't leave. Again, you were married. No need to go out there. And you know.
But isn't that quite something that you can be married to Beyonce and you could still, like, your eye can still wander? Like, that seems crazy to me. That seems like an impossible thing to consider, but it's real. It's true. I mean, it happened.
Well, whether it's men or women that have everything, according to you and I, have everything they want,
mm-hmm.
often find themselves, what, wanting more, right? Trying something. Let me try something new.
Yeah.
Don't know. I'm with you.
I mean, I think
now,
at that point.
For me,
like
the center of things will make sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.